What began as a series of small, spirited demonstrations has turned into this. An unrelenting fight pitting armed rebels and jihadists against a government that analysts say seems at times desperate. Middle East analyst Stephen Hademan.
The Assad regime continues to think that it's winning. It continues to think that it will survive. And unless and until it can be persuaded that it faces the possibility of defeat, I'm not sure that we are going to find it willing to enter any kind of serious negotiating process.
The United Nations estimates 70,000 people have been killed. More than 1 million Syrians are refugees. And the conflict threatens to widen. Violence has been spilling over Syria's borders. Gunfights in Lebanon, skirmishes in Iraq, and rockets falling in Turkey. And Western officials are accusing Iran and Hezbollah in Lebanon of funneling arms to the Syrian government. Salman Sheikh is director of the Brookings Doha Center.
They have doubled down. They are providing more relief, more aid to this regime.
Sheikh says the repercussions of a budding regional war may grow, and that Syria in turmoil may make it more difficult for the West to deal with Iran as it pursues its nuclear ambitions. And then there's Israel. Increasingly concerned about rebel activity along the border, including the recent hostage taking of UN peacekeepers in the Golan. For now, Western powers are continuing to push for a political solution in Syria, funneling more non-lethal aid to the opposition. Still, the special UN envoy has warned again that what began as a small uprising is now among the most dangerous crises in the world.
It is either a peaceful, consensual political solution, or the situation will be similar to or even worse than Somalia.
Such warnings are likely of little comfort to Syrians, wondering if and when the violence will come to an end. Jeff Selden, VOA News.